Thank you so much to all of our contributors and supporters who make this project possible. Now let's pray. O God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. With faith in God by which we live, by lasting hope that spurs on faith, and by the grace of charity, we sing the glory of the Christ. Led forth at this third hour to die, he gave himself in sacrifice and suffered hanging on the cross to find his sheep and lead them home. Made free by his redeeming blood, as humble servants let us pray that he may save from worldly pride all those released from death's decree. We ask the Father and the Son, and beg the Spirit of them both, sustain us with your loving care, who reign forever three in one. Amen. The time of penance has come. The time to atone for our sins and seek our salvation. How shall the young remain sinless? By obeying your word. I have sought you with all my heart. Let me not stray from your commands. I treasure your promise in my heart, lest I sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. With my tongue I have recounted the decrees of your lips. I rejoice to do your will, as though all riches were mine. I will ponder all your precepts and consider your paths. I take delight in your statutes. I will not forget your word. Glory to the Father and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, hear a cause that is just. Pay heed to my cry. Turn your ear to my prayer. No deceit is on my lips. From you may my judgment come forth. Your eyes discern the truth. You search my heart, you visit me by night. You test me and you find in me no wrong. My words are not sinful as are men's words. I kept from violence because of your word. I kept my feet firmly in your paths. There was no faltering in my steps. I am here and I call. You will hear me, O God. Turn your ear to me, hear my words. Display your great love, you whose right hand saves your friends from those who rebel against them. Guard me as the apple of your eye. Hide me in the shadow of your wings from the violent attack of the wicked. My foes encircle me with deadly intent. Their hearts tight shut, their mouths speak proudly. They advance against me, and now they surround me. Their eyes are watching to strike me to the ground, as though they were lions ready to claw, or like some young lion crouched in hiding. Lord, arise, confront them, strike them down. Let your sword rescue my soul from the wicked. Let your hand, O Lord, rescue me from men whose reward is in this present life. You give them their fill of your treasures. They rejoice in abundance of offspring and leave their wealth to their children. As for me, in justice I shall see your face and be filled when I awake with the sight of your glory. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The time of penance has come, the time to atone for our sins and seek our salvation. God, our Savior, wants all men to be saved and come to know the truth. And the truth is this: God is one. One also is the mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all. This truth was attested at the fitting time. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew in me a steadfast spirit. Enlighten, O God of compassion, the hearts of your children sanctified by penance, and in your kindness grant those you stir to a sense of devotion a gracious hearing when they cry out to you. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Benedicamus Domino, Deo gratias. Thank you for praying with us. If you're not already in our support community, you can join on Podia or Patreon or contribute in other ways at singthehours.org/support. Thank you so much. God bless.